Hey, Nick. Zach Hicks, Tampa Blue. So I cover the Colts. So the big question I want to ask you is about Chris Strasser. You know, when you first came to Washington, Chris Strasser was a coach. How would you describe him as a coach and also your relationship with him early on at Washington?
Yeah, I mean, he recruited me. One of the first people to reach out to me when, you know, nobody else was out of high school. So I built trust with him really early. He's a very technical coach. He focuses on the technique aspects of things, as he realizes that that's the nuances of offensive line play that matters the most. He's a great guy to talk to. I'm always level-headed, you know, never gets too high, never gets too low. So he's, you know, a great coach in that aspect. So,
Technically speaking, you know, what part of your game, it doesn't have to be just that he helped, but did you kind of improve upon, you know, from the technical part of your offensive line game from freshman year to senior year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's mostly just pass protection. You know, in high school, you know, you don't really, it's not really technically sound pass protecting, you know, because you're going against guys that probably aren't going to play college football. So it's a little easier. But when I got to college, you really have to hone in on where you're placing your hands, where your feet are under you, you know, how you're moving your feet. So that's definitely where I took the next step when I got up to Washington.
Right, great. So I know a lot with what Strasser was doing and also what you guys were doing after he left. It was a lot of, you know, angle sets, aggressive sets. You want to move over a little bit so it's not your face.
Nah, that's good.
Okay. You guys are doing a lot of, like, aggressive sets and stuff, kind of jumping defenders. But as a center, how does that really affect you? You know, I know the tackles, they are, you know, they're jumping guys, they're doing angle sets. But as a center, that kind of play style, how does that really affect you in the middle?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what scheme you have in front of you. If you have a scheme where you're not sliding anywhere, or you have to block somebody one-on-one, you could definitely use that as an option. And it helps in the run game. Being able to get out your stance, get on guys before they can get their hands on you is definitely something I pride myself on doing, because it helps me a lot. So, yeah.
So, as a center, how big is it, you know, being able to rely on your right guard and your left guard? Because I know Washington has great offensive line program, and you guys send out NFL guys every single year. I know at least the right guard next to you was pretty damn good this past year. How big is it, though, relying on those guys as, you know, the kind of the center of the offensive line?
It's more we all rely on each other. I mean, it's a group effort up there. And, you know, our guards played, you know, really well this year, you know, made my life easier. Throughout the whole year, and you know, it obviously depends on what we're talking about scheme wise, but you know, they definitely knew what they were doing, and they played pretty damn good this year.
Yeah, for sure. You guys were, you know, great this past season. Just a couple more questions here. You know, a big part of the NFL now is kind of having those linemen that can just drive guys off the ball, you know, with power, with leverage, hand usage and all that, and finish their blocks. Is finishing blocks really a big part of your game that you would say?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whether it's getting guys on the ground or not, but if you're sustaining your blocks, your guy's not making the play, and that's the attitude you should have as an old lineman. You're not gonna get a flat back every single play. You're not gonna put somebody on their back every single play. But you should take it upon yourself to at least try. And then if you don't get the play, make sure your man doesn't make the tackle. So it's definitely a big part of my game, and you know, getting on guys and irritating them and stuff like that. It's definitely something I take pride in.
All right, great. And then last question for you here. You know, I know you played a little bit of guard early on at Washington. Mostly played center, though. Going to the NFL, though, if I ask you to play guard, center, wherever, would you be okay with that kind of move in the NFL?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have years of experience at each. I played guard my first 2 years at Washington. Played center the last 2 years. So if you give me a couple practice reps, I'll be fine playing guard.
All right, awesome, man. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.